This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
First to the debate. It's tomorrow night. The first one between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris might be the only one. It'll be in Philadelphia. The debate hosted by ABC News, moderated by World News Tonight anchor David Muir and ABC News Live Prime anchor Lindsay Davis. A lot of policy questions from the moderators, and of course a lot of back and forth between the two candidates. News Nation correspondent Kelly Meyer in Washington joins us right now with more on what we should know about this. So we've gone back and forth on the rules here for a few weeks now. Where do things stand right now? Those mics are going to be cut off if you're not speaking, correct?
Yeah, so it's going to look a lot like what we saw at the debate between Biden and Trump, where the mics were cut off. So then Trump, if he continued to talk, or Biden, if either of them continued to talk, they would be muted. So we're going to see that here on the stage tomorrow night in Philadelphia. There will also be no audience. So all of the same rules still apply. It was what the Trump campaign agreed to with the debate with Biden, and they said they wanted to see the same rules. We do have new moderators coming in, as this is hosted by ABC News. So we've seen the former president kind of already hitting at ABC, kind of laying this groundwork that it's not going to be fair, that he doesn't like the company and things like that. But it will be interesting to see just how they both do on policy, which is something that we're getting into on News Nation today, just how much they're going to get in depth on their different platforms and the differences between the two of them.
It seems, just from, I guess, the outside looking at it, this might mean a little bit more for Vice President Harris. What is the message that she's trying to get across, or is she trying to prove in tomorrow's debate?
Yeah, I would say a few things. I mean, she is trying to reintroduce herself as she was doing when we were at the DNC, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, trying to show herself as potential President Harris and not Vice President Harris. She's also trying to show the differences between her platform and former President Trump's. She's going to be focusing a lot, we expect, on abortion, reproductive rights, democracy, health care, affordable housing, things like that. And then she's also kind of giving a hint in this latest ad that she put out today that's airing in Philadelphia as well as Trump's backyard in West Palm Beach, Florida, and it includes former Trump administration officials that are saying he isn't fit for a second term, a second time in the White House, in the Oval Office. So it seems like that is some part of her strategy, trying to get under his skin going into Tuesday night.
How about Trump? Is it possible for him to stay focused? I don't think that's something we've seen to this point, but I know that's what a lot of his advisors want him to do.
Right. That's the big question. Will he also focus on policy? Because his advisors and those around him, we've heard it from those Republicans on Capitol Hill saying you can really hit on the economy and the border and these issues that matter, two of the top issues for voters, and something that you can hit on the last 4 years of the Biden-Harris administration, and kind of, as he has been, maybe hold Harris accountable as well for being a part of that administration. But then he also, as we've seen on the campaign trail, kind of goes off on these riffs, on these tangents about more personal mental attacks and kind of what he's been going through in the court process. So if he could kind of stay on track, a lot of people are, a lot of experts that we've spoken to are saying that, you know, he could have a good night, but it just remains to be seen just what version of former President Trump you get on that stage.
Appreciate it, Kelly. Thank you so much for your time. It is News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer with us on KRLD. Some new polls out this weekend. They show the race essentially deadlocked between the two candidates. So this is obviously this debate tomorrow night. It's going to be very important. You can hear it right here on KRLD. That begins at 8 o'clock. You were asked to come up with a list just off the top of your head of some of the most dangerous stretches of roadway in all of North Texas. That'd probably be a pretty long list.
Yeah, this one, though, definitely would be at least top two, I guess.
Absolutely.
Right off the bat.
It is part of Loop 12 in southern Dallas, and it claimed another victim on Friday. This time, it was a 14-year-old on his way to school when he was hit by a car. It marked the 15th deadly crash on Loop 12 this year, making it the deadliest roadway in North Texas. Six of those deaths involved pedestrians.
That's horrible.
NBC5 senior investigative reporter Scott Friedman, he's been digging into what makes this stretch of roadway so deadly in his series, Driven to Death.
I've been looking at this for months as part of a broader series that we've done across the region, looking at road challenges, a series we've called Driven to Death. And Loop 12 has been a major focus of that reporting, and particularly the Better Boulevard, Buckner Boulevard, those stretches of Loop 12 have seen very high crash rates, deaths and injuries in recent years. In just the first 9 months of this year, as you mentioned, 15 fatal crashes on Loop 12, making it the deadliest roadway in the city again so far this year. Six of the dead are pedestrians. We've reported on one stretch near Ledbetter and Bonnyview, where our review of TxDOT crash data found a roughly one-mile stretch where six pedestrians have been killed in just 17 months. After our initial reporting on this, State Senator Royce West called for a town hall meeting where he brought together some of the region's top transportation officials to look at this, and they now tell us that they are working on major efforts to try to reshape Loop 12 into a slower and safer street. And the effort is really being led by the North Central Texas Council of Governments. Their transportation director, Michael Morris, has said to us that he sees dozens of strategies coming in the months ahead, and maybe dozens in the years after that, to try to address some of the dangers on that roadway.
I know that many parts of Loop 12, north, south, east, and west, there are long stretches between stoplights. That means not too many crosswalks. Is that part of the problem?
It definitely is. I mean, according to the safety experts that we've interviewed through our months of reporting on this, one of the issues is this was a road that was built really as a loop sort of highway around what the city when it was constructed. Now the city's grown up around it, and these are busy street pedestrians, bus stops where people are jumping on and off and then need to get across the road. And as you said, there are long distances. We've looked at areas where someone would have to walk a half a mile or more if they wanted to get to the closest crosswalk and then to the other side of the street safely. So what happens, I've observed it over the months of looking at this, is that you have many people running right across the middle of the street or walking up and down the very narrow median to try to find a bit of shelter as they try to make their way across the six lanes. So that is something else that they're looking to address here. They're talking about a speed reduction, first of all. The Dallas City Council is expected to take up a proposal this week to lower the speed limit on sections of Loop 12. And that would be sort of a first step then toward creating some of these more protected pedestrian crossways, maybe mid-block things or something that looks more like a boulevarded street that you would see in a more residential area. Again, some of these are going to be long-term, but there's other.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Solutions that they're looking to implement. It has to do with bus stops. DART is already going, they're already reducing the number of stops, consolidating stops along parts of Loop 12 and trying to locate them closer to crosswalks.
I know you were focusing on Loop 12, but are there other roadways in North Texas that are as dangerous or close?
There certainly are. I mean, the city does a high injury network list that they update from time to time. We've done, and you can see on our website, NBCDFW.com, in our series Driven to Death, we have looked at a number of other roads across the city, including Ferguson Road and a number of others that have significant, you know, incidents of deaths and injuries on them. But one of the things in terms of the comparison to Loop 12 that they're looking at now, this is a road that transitions at one point from a freeway into a city street. And when we talked with the local council of governments, they said to us, they believe that is one of the major issues there, that people drive it at one point like a freeway and, you know, they then continue on to what's this really a city street, and they may still drive at freeway speeds and often do. And so they're now looking more across the region to identify other roadways where that's the case, where you've got this combination of factors, a freeway that transitions to a city street, a high number of pedestrians and pedestrians that are very reliant on bus transportation, you know, in parts of the state.
Scott, listen, thank you so much. Great work and very interesting. Something that certainly needs to be looked into. When you have that high a number, that's an incredible number. 15 deadly crashes this year alone on Loop 12.
Haltom City man going on trial for capital murder in a Tarrant County court.
58-year-old Michael Williams is accused of the April 2021 robbery and shooting death of 62-year-old Harold Yazzie. It followed a struggle over a cell phone. Police say Yazzie had driven to the parking lot of the Springbrook Apartments in Haltom City. Yazzie had been followed into that lot by another car. Police say Williams was the driver. According to investigators, Williams approached Yazzie at gunpoint and unbuckled his seatbelt. Then he took the cell phone. Yazzie, a military vet, began to fight back, and that's when the single fatal shot was fired. Prosecutors are not seeking the death penalty, meaning a conviction on a capital murder charge would mean a prison term of life with no parole. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the Red Oaks School District is now investigating a social media threat made against the district. Superintendent Brendan Safford says parents were notified this morning that the district is now taking this situation very seriously.
Still looking into it, trying to figure out exactly where the initial list originated from. And so that's where we're at. We're still investigating it, still looking into it, treating it just as if it were an actual threat, but at this point we do not believe there's a direct or credible threat to the school district.
So Sanford says the social media post listed dozens of school districts across the state. Police authorities have now been notified. They're trying to figure out where that social media post originated.
Another example of a high school kid in trouble for making threats against the school. Cops in Royce City arrested a teenager in connection with a bomb threat at Royce City High School. Police say he posted online that he might bring a bomb to an after-school meeting tomorrow. They went to his house, talked to the kid and his parents. The teen said he had no intention of actually carrying it out. They checked out his home, didn't find anything, but they did charge him with making terrorist threats.
So a former Houston police officer is now on trial for murder. Gerald Goines is facing charges for his role in a drug raid that led to the shooting death of two people.
We look forward to trial, and we look forward to presenting our case so that the public finally can know what really happened at Harding Street.
Yeah, that situation happened back in 2019. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg says Goines lied to get a no-knock warrant that led to the raid and killings back at that year.
Arlington cops say they have a man behind a shooting at a car wash last month. Police arrested Sundell Barnes for the murder of Zoyne Hodges. They found Hodges' body at a car wash. Witnesses identified Barnes by his street name, Moxell. They found a stolen gun during the traffic stop, and police say they managed to tie that gun to Hodges' murder.
Well, FEMA is monitoring Tropical Storm Francine. It's rapidly approaching the southeast Texas and portions of Louisiana. It's expected to bring heavy rain, flooding, life-threatening storm surge. National Hurricane Center has now issued a hurricane watch for parts of Louisiana and a tropical storm watch in effect for parts of Texas. Winds up to 50 miles per hour expected for this storm as it gradually intensifies and approaches Louisiana and the upper Texas coastline. FEMA's Response Coordinator Center, they have now activated. They're preparing to coordinate the deployment of additional people if resources are requested. But in the meantime, they say, look, you got to stay informed, you got to have a plan, know how to stay safe during high winds, storm surge, and flooding, and be in the know about your evacuation route. They said now is the time to prepare.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.